This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite on this Armed Forces Week, Armed Forces Day coming up Saturday, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America and keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers and bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the goodies we got over there and follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, or follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, it's our good friend from Las Vegas, Nevada, Las Vegas' own, Wayne Allen Root. Hello, Mr. Wayne Allen Root. By the way, here you go.
Hey.
Here you go. They're getting enthusiastic in the rafters here. Okay, there you go.
I love it. How are you, Captain? Good evening and good morning to you.
I'm doing great. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready, sir?
You got it.
All righty. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Wayne, I'm going to start not with China, because China's just part of the problem we got out there right now, but with the Middle East and with Iran, and with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and Kuwait and that little cast of characters that just never stops going along. Obviously, Saudi Arabia is going at a conflict in the Yemen area, and the Houthis are there. They're supplied by the Iranians. But we've also got Al-Qaeda there, and we're trying to knock Al-Qaeda out of Yemen once and for all, because that's where the sophisticated bomb makers came from, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula right there in Yemen. So who's going to fire the first shot, Wayne?
I have no idea. I hope nobody. I hope it's not us, is all I'm going to say. I just hope it's not us. I don't want us involved in a deadly conflict in the Middle East. It's the last thing we need. Things are going so well at home. I mean, look, you know, you're much more involved in foreign affairs and wars and military matters. My show tonight, 3 hours long, Captain, 3 hours of polls showing Donald Trump is now the most popular he's ever been. 3 hours of talking about the economy, which is in the best shape it's been since Ronald Reagan. 3 hours of talking about Trump's new immigration stand. He's going to be making a speech to the nation the next 48 hours or so, and he's going to tell everybody that from now on in, if you're not talented, you don't speak English, you have no skills, you're related to somebody here who's illegally in the country or legally in the country, you're not allowed in anymore. That's it. You're done. The only people getting in are those who have talent, who have skills, you know, who have something that we need in this country, who aren't going to be on welfare, who have a job waiting for them when they want to get in. That's what I've been talking about all night. I don't know who's in the middle of this conflict. It's going to be Israel, Iran, Iraq. I have no idea. I just know that we're in a great shape economically and domestically. Trump's in the best shape of his presidency. The United States in the best shape in decades. And Trump's on his way to a massive, re-election victory. I believe it'll be an electoral landslide. So the last thing he needs now is problems in the Middle East.
Well, you're absolutely right, and we are not going to certainly get ourselves involved first. We'll do a self-defense move if Iran operates against us in any way. And by the way, I will say that a couple of days ago, not yesterday, as was reported by the media, they weren't privileged to the information that about 2 days ago, we started moving individuals, non-essential people, out of the green zone in Baghdad because of credible suicide bombing threats, as well as Erbil in Iraq, which is another major installation for American and foreign contractors, moved non-essential people out of there for the same reason. But I'm a little concerned about Saudi Arabia. I'm a little concerned about Kuwait, a little concerned about United Arab Emirates, because the attacks on the tankers happened just off the territorial waters of the United Arab Emirates, and the tankers, two of them, were Saudi Arabian registered, and you got to know that Saudi Arabia is just sitting there with their finger on the trigger.
Yeah, no question about it. But let's hope that, you know, any war that develops is fought between Saudi Arabia and Iran, not the United States and Iran. I just don't want to be involved in these conflicts anymore. Keep in mind also, Captain, sit back to like 40 years ago and 30 years ago, 20 years ago. Our tankers were bringing oil from the Middle East to America. We needed the that area to be clear.
Yep.
Right now, we're self-sufficient.
Yep.
We're the energy producer of the world.
Yep.
We're the ones sending the oil out. We don't need their oil anymore. So I don't know that I want precious American lives and resources at risk for an area that doesn't even interest us like it did 40 years ago.
That's all true. That's all very, very true. And let's just hope that Iran doesn't do anything against Israel, because Israel will retaliate with the full force that they possess.
Well, not only the full force they possess, but nowadays with the full cooperation and approval of the United States. I mean,
yep.
That's the good news now.
About time.
Green light.
About time.
Green light to do whatever they want to do. Trump's on Israel's side. He's not fooling around anymore.
Yeah. Now, you are, again, absolutely right, and we're going to talk about some of these issues on the other side of the break, because you're absolutely right about the economy, you're absolutely right about his popularity, and yet, yesterday, one of the headlines was, Joe Biden leads Donald Trump by 20 points. I'm going, you're out of your mind.
It is a joke. I mean,
you're out of your mind.
Ridiculous poll that's oversampling Democrats. Trump's not losing to Joe Biden. Look, forget about what Wayne Root says. A Mark Cuban, who's a liberal, said today nobody on the Democratic side is going to beat Donald Trump. What's his name? Joe Scarborough, from Morning Joe, said today that nobody's going to beat Donald Trump. You know, it's getting very clear, even to liberals, that Trump is as good as unbeatable.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Wayne Allen Root, Root for America. .com, the website, host of the Wayne Allen Show, and host of War Now on Newsmax TV. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, I was looking for Wayne's Little Liner, and I had it, and then I just lost it here. So I'll just have to tell you, we are talking with Wayne Allen Root, host of the War Now radio show and the Wayne Allen Root television show on Newsmax Television. And don't forget to go over to rootforamerica.com. This portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. And for more information, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. You'll see a little entry form for that. And then take a look at what membership could mean for you. You could wind up with $474 worth of free stuff by becoming a member tonight right here. The Captain's America Third Watch, USCCA logo. All right, Wayne Allen Root. I can't believe that. I had it right in front of me, and then I lost it, Wayne, but that's okay. I'll find it. I'll find it when I don't need it, right?
You'll find it when you don't need it. But all you have to remember is WAR.
Yeah.
Those initials, which stand for Wayne Allen Root, and it's Wayne Allen Root on the radio. It's Wayne Allen Root on TV. It's USA Radio. It's Newsmax TV. And it all begins at rootforamerica.com.
That's it. That's it. Now, we were talking about the Middle East, and we're going to get off that subject right now because there are other things going on. And, of course, the economy, as you said, is booming. But a lot of people are still coming to me, and they're saying, what are we going to do about the border? We've got the Democrats that are saying there's no crisis down there. And then all of a sudden the New York Times comes out, and about a week or so ago has an editorial, and it says, oh, wait a minute, there is a crisis at the southern border. But then they blame it on the humanitarian issue instead of what the real problem is.
Yeah, look, I say every night, 3 hours a night on my radio show, that the Democratic Party is bought and owned by the Mexican drug cartels. And I know I'm right on this. There's no question. It's not possible to steer at the border and say there's no problem there. It's just not possible. Unless, of course, you're bought and paid for.
Yep.
Unless there's, you know, money sitting in an offshore bank account in Belize, from the Mexican drug cartels for the Democratic candidates. I think it's a combination of cash in offshore bank accounts so that Democrats are owned, you know, are literally rich for life. And it's a combination of that and money that supports their campaigns that is disguised as legal donations. That's also coming from the Mexican drug cartels. But all I can tell you is that drug cartels make $500 billion a year, not million. Billion a year bringing drugs across the United States border with Mexico, and they make at least another $100 billion a year bringing people across the border. That
yep.
too moves all the illegals across the border. And so it's a $600 billion a year business. If you took 1%, that's $6 billion. You could pay off Democratic politicians to make sure the wall never gets built and there's no secure border.
That's very true. And, of course, what people don't realize is that we don't have enough people on the border. I mean, Border Patrol, obviously the military is backing them up to a certain degree, but we could use another 6,000 agents if they could hire them right now with the right amount of money, which they haven't yet been able to garnish, but maybe that'll change with the wall coming up. And the only other way to stop all this is with a border wall or something that keeps them from easily coming through the fence.
Yeah, I've never figured out why we've had, you know, under Obama as an example, I think there was 3,000 drones in
yeah.
the Middle East being operated right out of, I believe, Creech Air Force Base here in Nevada. And those 3,000 drones.
And CENTCOM at McNeil. Mm-hmm.
There it is, yeah, okay. Both those places.
Yep.
And drones are operating all over the Middle East, and there's no reason why we can't bring them home and put them on the border. Right now, until the wall's built, why not back up our Border Patrol and our ICE agents with drones who can watch everything going on in that border? You know, you think you could seal the border with drones.
Well, you might be able to, but the flies in front of these guys get very busy. By the way, I'll tell you who's got drones, and this is what the confrontation was a couple of weeks ago with the, quote, Mexican military. That wasn't the Mexican military. That was the Mexican drug cartel paramilitary that had lost a drone that was over on the Texas side of the border, and they were over there retrieving it when they ran into two of our National Guardsmen from Washington State. Now, that's been very underreported because they don't want everybody to know what was going on, but they had a drone that obviously flew ahead to do surveillance so they could sneak in whatever they snuck in that area, and then they sent that armed group over to retrieve the drone and take it back. That is what I'm hearing.
And isn't that the same incident we're talking about where when the Americans stumbled upon that scene, they disarmed the
yes,
American
sir.
Soldiers?
Yes, right? sir. Yes, sir.
I'm amazed that Trump has not retaliated, but maybe many things are going on, you know, behind the scenes that we don't know about, I'm assuming, because you don't fool around with the United States with Donald Trump as president. So I got to assume he's figuring out a way to punish Mexico for that incident, but we shall see.
Well, I agree with you. And yesterday, of course, he was at the National Peace Officers Memorial Service at the U.S. Capitol, on the U.S. Capitol steps, and quite a touching ceremony. Not very many stations reported that, networks. Fox went out of their way to report it, and kudos to them for that. I watched some of it, but I was listening to what he said, and it was very emotional for the people that were there talking about the law enforcement officers. And I'm just going to read the last sentence that he said here. He said, "To every mom and dad, brother and sister, spouse and child of the brave fallen officers we honor today, America joins together in expressing our love and our gratitude, our grief, and with our firm resolve to be with you every single step of the way. We will never let you down."
Yeah, well, that's why police love Donald Trump.
They do.
Why military loves Trump, and the ICE border agents love Trump,
mm-hmm.
and the ex-military, the vets love Trump.
They do.
I mean, patriots love Donald Trump, and the people on the other side, just terrible. Let me give you a good example. So this weekend, what's today? Today's Wednesday, and now you're in Thursday. I'm still late Wednesday night.
You're a day behind, Wayne.
Yes, but on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
On Monday and Tuesday, I was at the Money Show in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and about 10,000 people are there, and it's all kinds of speakers from Wall Street, hedge fund managers, and one really political guy named Wayne Allyn, named War, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave the opening keynote speech, and there was a heckler in the audience who was screaming the F word at me in the middle of the audience. And,
wow.
I was shocked they didn't remove him, but for whatever reason, he was there, he chimed in a few times,
mm-hmm.
and he kept causing trouble. And then I went to do a book signing,
mm-hmm.
and he follows me the book signing. He's a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
He follows me the book signing, and he's screaming. And the good news is there weren't a lot of people around, mm-hmm. and he starts screaming F you and F Trump and F this and F that. You're all terrible people. You're Nazis. I hate you. Mm. And at that moment, because he was screaming, a large crowd developed.
Yep.
And the crowd starts buying my book, and the next thing I know, I sold out of my books.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing because every one of them was giving me a look. While he was screaming and cursing, they were giving me a look like, this is what we're up against, and this is why we got to vote for Trump. Everybody felt it. Everybody saw it. They're scum. The people on the other side are scum. They're mentally deranged.
You're right.
Something's wrong with these people. If they can't admit that times are better than 2 years ago, and the economy's better than 2 and 4 and 6 and 8 years ago, or 10 years ago now when Obama took over, the end result is they're mentally deranged, and that's what we're facing. These aren't normal people on the left.
Well, here's the deal, Wayne. They say that there's a constitutional crisis. They're blaming the president for not following the Constitution. But we all know that the Democrats have been trying to get a constitutional convention because they want to change the Constitution to what they believe it should be. And it's just not going to happen. It is not going to happen. And Nancy Pelosi, did you hear the comment that was made when she and Attorney General Barr were at the same event yesterday in Washington?
Oh, you mean when Barr said, did you bring the handcuffs?
Yeah, because the Congress has threatened to lock him up and all that stuff. But then again, it was directed at her for him because we're going to use extreme contempt where we can arrest them and lock them up. And this and, yeah, sure you are.
They're all crazy. I mean, they really are. I mean, mm-hmm. they're stark raving crazy. And the fact that none of them could beat Trump, and they all know it now, that's what Cuban's talking about. Barbara's talking about it. They realize out of desperation, the only thing that they can do now is they got to find some way to slander the president and to destroy his name and to disgrace him and to kick him out of office because there's no other way to beat him. And it's just not going to happen. There aren't any grounds. We've been all arguing that. Guys like you and me have been arguing for 2 years now.
Yep.
There's not a grounds in the world that would, that would allow the removal of President Trump from office. He hasn't done anything wrong.
Nope.
So the American people see this. They saw the stalker with me yesterday. And they just know that this isn't normal. These people, if they got control of the country, look at what they're doing with Silicon Valley collusion. Speaking of collusion, there's no Russian collusion, but there's definitely Twitter and Facebook and Google collusion. And they're all looking to knock us off the face of the earth. They want to banish us. They want to ban us. They want to censor us. This is all communist behavior. That's what communists do. They know they can't compete in an ideal world.
Mm-hmm.
They don't compete with us in a debate. They lose every time. The American people know that Trump's created a great economy. So you've got to censor us. Mm-hmm. You've got to kick us off Facebook and Twitter and ban us.
All right.
That's
Wayne, we'll talk to you soon. If you want to come on next week, that's fine. Otherwise, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. RootForAmerica.com, the website. Stay low, my friend.
Thanks, Captain. God bless.
All right. Thank you. That's Wayne Allen Root, our buddy out in Las Vegas. And for you folks on KKVV out there, AM 1060, that's one of your homeboys out there, Wayne Allen Root. And hello, Las Vegas. Hope you're having a great night tonight. I'll be right back with more. The phone number, 877-969-8600.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland@yahoo.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Longtime televangelist Pat Robertson has come out against a new abortion measure signed into law by Alabama's governor.
I think Alabama has gone too far. They've passed a law that would give a 99-year prison sentence to people who can commit abortion. There's no exception for rape or incest. it's an extreme law, and they want to challenge Roe versus Wade, but my humble view is that this is not the case we want to bring to the Supreme Court, because I think this one will lose.
North Carolina's Attorney General Josh Stein has filed a lawsuit against Juul Labs. This piles more pressure on the biggest U.S. e-cigarette maker.
My investigation showed two things. One, it targeted young people. And two, it misleads the public about the potency of the nicotine in its products.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And for a great rate with a personal touch, how about contacting your local Geico insurance agent? It's just as simple as looking in your phone book under insurance for the Geico agent near you. And if you don't have one, then go to Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Because Geico has insurance coverage for more than just the car or the truck that you're driving. They can offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and they even help you with your homeowner and renter's insurance too. And believe me, they saved me some money, which is why I'm with them, and it's why I'm talking about them. Now, they've been in business for more than 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure over 21 million drivers. So, again, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, tell them the captain sent you, or go to the phone book, look up your number for your local Geico agent, and again, tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and more than likely, it's going to save you money like it did me. Okay, time to say a hello to some folks that have been chiming in here. First of all, hello to Allen, Nebraska. Hello to Dave in Indiana. Hello to Mark over in Texas, and not Trucker Mark, this is another Mark. Hello to Jeff down in Sarasota, and I think Jeff is going to have a busy day today because I believe he's headed down to Fort Lauderdale, listening to us on the way down there to pick up somebody that he left at the cruise terminal down there that went out on a cruise for a couple weeks or so, and now he's going down to pick him up and bring him back, and then he'll be up here tonight in Tampa. And by the way, for you folks in Sarasota, Saturday night, I will be at the Knights of Columbus gala that they're having. It's a dress-up gala, and it's at the Knights of Columbus Meeting Hall there on Fruitvale Road. I'll be there. I'll be the main speaker for the night, and looking forward to seeing you. And it's Knights of Columbus. They do a lot of great things for the community. This is your chance to work with them too. So check them out, see what's there, and I'll be there. I believe everything starts at 7 p.m., but 6 p.m. is, I think, when they have the meet and greet, and then they go from there, if I'm remembering off the top of my head. I don't have the sheet right in front of me here. Oh, and by the way, hello to Susan. How are you? Hello to Kelly. Hello to LJ, and hello to Trey, and hello to Charles, and hello to Margie, and a special shout-out to our buddy Richard the Marine up there in Oregon, who tells me it's raining up there tonight. And I said, well, it beats snow, because when we get to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Sierra Nevadas tonight, welcome to a winter wonderland. And some of those mountaintops, 2 feet of snow before it's all said and done with. Maybe a little bit more in some areas, but 6,000 feet and up, yep, winter wonderland. So if you're going over the rocks tonight, you truckers out there headed west, if you're going over the top of the rocks or anything that's 6,000 feet or higher, Arizona west, you will find some white stuff to entertain you. Not that that's what you need. Now, I got a little audio clip here from a wannabe presidential candidate by the name of Kirsten Gillibrand. And she was spouting off yesterday, and she was talking about the Alabama abortion bill that just got passed. And this is her two cents on the subject.
Democrats vying for 2020, blasting the law as an attack on women. And one of those candidates joins me now. She is presidential candidate and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who is now planning on holding an abortion rights rally tomorrow in Atlanta. And she joins us. Thanks very much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
So let me ask you, just in general terms, your reaction to the passage of this bill. I'll tell you that one of the most striking moments for me was listening to a Republican lawmaker there describe rape as, quote-unquote, difficult circumstances for the birth of a child, and yet then went on to justify even eliminating that exception for this.
This Alabama effort and the effort across this country now in 29 states is an all-out attack on women's reproductive freedom and our basic civil rights. This is a plan by the Republican Party, make no mistake, to overturn Roe v. Wade and turn back the clock on women's reproductive civil and human rights.
Yeah. So, anybody surprised? No. By the way, Bren is chiming in here on the Facebook page. Now, she wrote quite a letter here, but I'm just going to get to this. I'm just going to start with the beginning. She says, Captain, everyone knows of the big business of thought influencing and changing America. Top PR firms are hired to win. Just saw this in my research and thought I would pass it on here. You go, the GSG Global Strategy Group, and what they're doing. They're out there, and they've actually been hired by folks on the left, and they are out there trying to get that hope and change bit, but it was fired up again out there for the people, you know, that will buy it, the weaker-minded individuals. And, Bren, thank you very much for sending that. And if you want to see that, it's on the Captain's America Third Watch page on right beneath, let's see, it's underneath my post, I guess, for the show. Yeah, it's underneath the promo for the Thursday show. So if you want to read what she wrote, it's quite lengthy, and I can't read the whole thing here right now. But it's there. And let's not forget that Alabama, you know, that abortion law and the Georgia abortion law that also got signed, those two laws are going to be surprised by the courts, and it's probably going to rapidly make its way to the Supreme Court. And everybody's saying that this is going to be the challenge. These two bills, laws that got passed, are going to be the challenge to Roe v. Wade. Well, if they do, so be it. And oh, by the way, elections matter. Elections matter. Two judges who came in under President Donald Trump, might make a difference here. We'll see what happens. And I think if they do change this, if they revert back on this, it's not going to be as bad as what the Democrats are trying to make it. Well, they're trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. How about if they do this? How about if they just put it back where it's supposed to be at the state level and leave it up to the individual states? How about if they do that? That's not so bad. Because, you know, the majority of the states probably would do the right thing. Now, of course, the Democratic states, there's, you know, no guarantee there, the big solid blue states. But I believe a lot of states would do the right thing and come up with something so we wouldn't be talking about live births and babies being set on a countertop, wrapped in a blanket or whatever it was that one doctor was describing, while the mother decided whether or not she wanted to keep the child. Good God. I mean, that's barbarianism, in the very least. I mean, it's just, you know, these people, I don't know what they're, well, maybe they're not. They're not thinking anymore. All right, well, the president, again, was in Philadelphia, and he was talking about the criminals that we got out there, the dangerous criminals we got. And very quickly, here's what he had to say that drew a rousing round of applause.
Condemn hateful anti-police rhetoric, and you're hearing it. You're hearing it. We don't understand it. We don't think it's even possible that they can think or feel this way. But there are some people out there that do. In recent years, another dangerous trend has begun. A number of prosecutors in cities such as Philadelphia and Chicago have decided not to prosecute many criminals who pose a severe threat to public safety and community well-being. Every prosecutor takes an oath to uphold the law, not to advance a political agenda.
Now, of course, he's talking about Jesse Smollett there and the situation in Chicago, which is not over yet. It's not over yet. There is a full-scale investigation going on to find out who influenced that decision and what it was that made the prosecutor suddenly do an about-face when she got that phone call from the former pal of hers who was apparently working as the chief of staff for Michelle Obama. Now, Michelle Obama needs a chief of staff like you and I need a banker, right? I mean, whatever. But anyway, that's not over and done with yet, so we'll see what happens. And by the way, Mark Cuban yesterday left the gates open on the possibility of running for president as an independent because he said the Democrats don't have a candidate that can beat him. And that includes Joe Biden. All righty. We're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So we'll see you on the return. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Raise Radio, little song for that left lane, goes like this, come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right deep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
It's Ray Carlisle. And thanks a lot to George for sending me that from Burnsville, Minnesota. George, way to go. I get an A-plus for that one, and we're going to let that play a little bit in the background there. Because I got to tell you that this edition of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, with four dealerships to serve you. Remember those four words: you serve, you save. Doesn't matter where you're from, where you're at. If you are active military, or if you are a veteran, or if you are a first responder, active or retired, 911 dispatchers too, you get preferred pricing on your brand new Moss Family Chevrolet or Moss Nissan vehicle, because those are the new vehicles they sell. And you get wholesale prices also on the certified pre-owns. By the way, right now, everything's marked down even lower, so you're saving even more money through the Memorial Day weekend, right up and through the 31st of May. So check them out, Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Well, Pacific storms are bringing rain, locally heavy, mountain snow, and gusty winds across the western states. Wait till you hear the winds speeds here in a minute. Sierra mountain snow is going to top out over 2 feet in some places in California and Nevada. Now, by Friday, a significant severe weather event with very large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes is expected across the plains, because the weather is setting itself up right now for some real monstrous storms, and once again, to break out along the I-80, the I-70, and I-40 corridors east in the central part of the United States. Be looking for that. Now, the snow and a winter storm warning exists in the Sierra Nevadas, in the higher elevations, right along the California-Nevada border, down all the way to the San Bernardino Mountains tonight. Above 6,000 feet, you can expect snow. And the higher you go, the more you're going to get, 2 feet or more in some areas. By the way, you've got winds gusting right now out in front of the system. There are sustained winds 20 to 30 miles an hour, but winds gusting 40 to 55 miles an hour coming at you if you're going across Utah. Yeah, if you're going across Wyoming, the winds are headed that direction. Certainly out in Nevada, certainly out in the mountains of California. And Arizona, if you're up on I-40, or if you're traveling I-17 north or south, or if you're further out in a loop, down in the loop on I-10 or I-8, out across the desert in California, you're going to have wind gusts 40 to 55 miles an hour. That's the kind of wind that'll tip a truck over if you're not careful. So be careful, especially you guys running empty. Now, other than that, we do have some rain up in Montana tonight to talk about. There are some flash flood watches and warnings in the Billings, Montana area for rain that's coming down pretty good there. And, of course, we still had the flooding along the Mississippi River and the parts of the Missouri River, where the water just keeps on coming because of the there that busted early on in the spring flooding situation. Now, the floods, right now the waters will be going up and gaining from about Kentucky, southern Illinois, Kentucky, Missouri, right on that line, western Tennessee, and eastern Arkansas, western Louisiana, and eastern western Mississippi, eastern Louisiana, right on down to New Orleans. The water will be high for a while yet. Okay, and don't forget, Moss Family Automotive brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Moss Family Automotive. That's M-A-U-S, and then Family Automotive. Check them out online. Take a look at what they have to offer. I had a friend of mine go up there and buy a Murano the other day, $3,500 below book value, and he got a tremendous deal on his vehicle to boot. So he's definitely, definitely got the kind of prices that I've been telling you about. All right. We'll take you out here for just a little bit more. Let's get a little bit more Ray Carlisle. I had a request to play this. George sent it to me, and here you go.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Can anybody hear my radio? You drive drivers want to get them radios right, you need to stop down there at Clay's Little Radio Shop just west of Dallas and Fort Worth on I-20. That's exit 370. Come on, babe. How about that eastbound bobtail? You know you ain't got no trailer lights?
So he doesn't have a trailer.
Whoop, whoop. Drunk enough. Radio.
All right. That is Ray Carlisle. And he's a character from the old days of trucking. Rooster Cruisin' is what that's called. And it's Radio. Radio. And by the way, that's kind of funny. He did some funny stuff, so if you want to Google him, Ray Carlisle, you'll find his stuff there. But thanks to George. Pardon me. Thanks to George up there in Burnsville, Minnesota, for sending that to me. And George, spot on. We had some fun with that, and I told you I was going to. By the way, hello, Billy. Let's see where Billy's chiming in from. And that's with an IE on the word Billy. And I don't know if Billy's a guy or a gal. Let's see here. Okay, Orange County, California, listening tonight. Hello, Billy. Orange County, California. So a shout-out from them, and I'm not sure what station they're listening to us on or if they're listening to us on one of our affiliates out there or whether or not they're listening on the Internet. But we appreciate very much, and hello to Caitlin. Caitlin is tuning in tonight there. How you doing there, Caitlin? Nice to talk to you, and Caitlin is in Salem, Oregon. All right, you're listening to us on our affiliate up there in Salem. And, you know, all you got to do if you want to chime in is there's a couple ways to do it. If you don't want to call in and you got a computer, go to the Facebook page, the Captain's America Third Watch. It's got the little messages thing there. It says send a message. It'll come right to me right here on the show, and I'll read what it is there that you've sent me and try to answer you as soon as I can. Now, we've also got another, just as soon as I said that, here comes another one. Okay, this is and boy, I know I'm going to butcher this. How the heck? Okay, Angier. All right, hello, Angier. How are you? And Angier is telling me that they are in. Oh, they're listening to us over in Europe. Okay, they're listening to us in the Balkans. So there you go, and thank you very much for letting us know that you're listening to us overseas. We appreciate that. Marie in Germany, of course, is over that away too. So there you go. And we have another, let's see here. We have another one coming in here. This is from, it's Major Mac. Hey, Major Mac, how you doing? He's telling us that it's raining where he's at over there. All right. Well, we appreciate all that. And again, we try to get to those as soon as we see them. We try to get your name out there in the air for you and just say howdy, howdy to you. Now, coming up after the top of the hour and the news, we'll have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hello, George. I see you there. How you doing? George, our buddy down here from Bikers for Trump is on the airways tonight listening to us. Thanks a lot, George. Appreciate the kind words. And so is Eric. Not Eric the Marine, but a different Eric with a K on the end of it. All righty, Ms. Rosemary will be right back with us. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.